My name is Scooter. Welcome to The Inner Side, produced at KPFT Houston for Free Radio Santa Cruz, LPFM, and community radio stations worldwide. And if I were you, IMC, before you put that hard drive back online, I'd check for a Trojan horse.
There is an audience here in the hall, but they will remain absolutely silent for the next 90 minutes. Remain absolutely silent. Remain absolutely silent. Absolutely silent. Absolutely silent for the next. Absolutely silent. But they will remain absolutely silent. 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 Do you believe you could do a better job than President Bush in preventing another 9/11 type terrorist attack on the United States?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I believe President Bush and I both love. Bush and I both love. Bush and I. Bush and I. Bush and I, Bush and I, Bush and I, Bush and I, Bush and I both love the war on terror. Bush and I both love our military. Bush and I, Bush and I, Bush and I both love our intelligence. And especially Homeland Security.
He voted against it.
Bush and I both love the war on terror.
He voted against it.
Bush and I, Bush and I, Bush.
He voted against it.
We're going backwards. We're going backwards. We're going backwards.
But we just have a different set of convictions.
He voted against it.
Set of convictions.
September the 11th changed how America must look at the world. And since that day, our nation has been on a multi-pronged strategy.
Strengthening our militaries.
We pursued American people.
Strengthening our intelligence.
Wherever American people tries to hide, 75% of no leaders have been brought to justice.
By going after convictions.
Held the doctrine that said if you harbor a terrorist, you're equally as guilty as a terrorist. American people have been brought to justice. The rest of them know we're after them. We've upheld the doctrine that said if you harbor a terrorist, you're equally as guilty as a terrorist. American people no longer in power. 10 million people have registered to vote in the upcoming presidential election. We saw a threat and we realized that after September the 11th, we must take threats seriously before they fully materialize. America now sits in a prison cell. And the world are safer for it. We continue to pursue our policy of disrupting those who proliferate weapons of mass destruction. And as well, we're pursuing a strategy of freedom around the world, because I understand free nations will reject terror.
I believe America is safest and strongest when we're in shatters across the globe, and we're now 90%
of the casualties in Iraq and 90% of the costs. I think that's wrong, and I think we can do better. I have a better plan for homeland security. I have a better plan to be able to fight the war on terror by strengthening our military, strengthening our intelligence, by going...
That's why I'm a big proponent of clean coal technology. I'm a good steward of the land. Clear Skies Initiative to help improve wildlife and the habitat. We proposed and passed a healthy forest bill. Make sure that our forests were protected. What happens in those forests is they grow to be they're not harvested. They're not taken care of, and as a result, they're like tinder boxes. A Clear Skies to help improve wildlife for the good for the environment. We saw a threat and we realized
after September the 11th, we must take threats seriously before they fully materialize. Because an enemy realizes the stakes. The enemy understands a free Iraq will be a major defeat in their ideology of hatred. That's why they're fighting so vociferously. There's a lot of good people working hard. I work with Director Mueller of the FBI. Comes in my office when I'm in Washington every morning talking about how to protect us. There's a lot of really good people working hard to do so. It's hard work. I thought we would they would stay and fight, but they didn't, and now we're fighting them now. It's hard work. I understand how hard it is. I get the casualty reports every day. I see on the TV screens how hard it is, but it's necessary work. The plan says we'll train Iraqi soldiers so they can do the hard work. And we are. We're making progress. It is hard work. It is hard work to go from a tyranny to a democracy. It's hard work to go from a place where people get their hands cut off or executed to a place where people are free. But it's necessary work. Think about Missy Johnson, who's a fantastic young lady I met in Charlotte, North Carolina. She and her son Brian. They came to see me. Her husband, PJ, got killed. He'd been in Afghanistan, went to Iraq. You know, it's hard work to try to love her as best as I can, knowing full well that the decision I made caused her loved one to be in harm's way. Getting the job done. It's hard work. Everybody knows it's hard work because there's a determined enemy that's trying to defeat us. Understand how hard it is to commit troops. We've done a lot of hard work together over the last 3.5 years.
The wrong war at the wrong time at the wrong place. Risk your troops in a place in a war you've called. I know how these people think. I meet with them all the time. So I really don't think so. I hope you don't think that. I mean, Clear Skies Initiative.
Iran now is more dangerous, and so is North Korea with nuclear weapons. He took his eye off the ball, off of Osama bin Laden.
About, of course, we're going to find Osama bin Laden. We've already got
Osama bin Laden.
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 Osama bin Laden. Saddam Hussein.
More dangerous. More dangerous. Osama bin Laden.
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 Osama bin Laden. Saddam Hussein.
More dangerous. More dangerous.
Listen, we got a great
country.
I love our values. I love our values. I really don't think your rights are being watered down. Matter of fact, I wouldn't support it if I thought that. Every action being taken against terrorists requires court order, requires scrutiny. As a matter of fact, the tools now given to the terrorist fighters are the same tools that we've been using against drug dealers and white criminals. So I really don't think so. I hope you don't think that. I mean, I'm white criminals. Because I think whoever's the president must guard white criminals in America. The Patriot Act is necessary, for example, because parts of the FBI couldn't talk to each other. White criminals. Parts of the FBI couldn't talk to parts of the FBI couldn't talk to each other.
Intelligence gathering and law enforcement.
And that didn't make any sense. Our law enforcement must have every tool necessary. Every tool necessary. And that didn't make any sense. Our law enforcement must have every tool necessary to find and disrupt fraud before they hurt us again. That's the task of the 21st century.
I met a man who's
unborn,
spent 8 months in prison, wasn't even allowed to. Call his lawyer, wasn't allowed to get out.
Unborn.
Finally, Senator Dick intervened. And was able to get him out.
And so I made the decision we wouldn't spend any more money.
By making
brutal practice. Court order requires scrutiny. One way to help
kids are graduating from school and college.
Unborn. I signed the partial birth.
This is in our country, folks.
The ban on
the United States of America. Graduates in technology and science than we are. Now that's not a flip flop. I believe in the Patriot Act. In prison.
I'm a
Korea. Did Korea.
We got to lead the world now.
He's going to take 18 years. I think there's a way to get a hold of the former social security. He's going to tax everybody here to fund his programs.
We got to make sure somebody thinks they're buying a product that I propose to contain it, clean it, and contain it for you.
And I'm supposed to win the shortest bunker busting in our history. It's very hard to get other countries to give out their goods when you're going to lead counter-proliferation effort, and if we have to get tough,
Fundamental misunderstanding that the war on terror is only a secondary purpose of the war. The war on terror is to make sure that the terrorists are not end up with the weapons. That's what the war on terror is about. Of course, we're going to find the source of the weapons.
Scooter, you've been listening to the Tech No Debate on the Inner Side, produced at KPFT Houston for your radio. We had Harry Shearer in the middle with Hard Work from Le Show, a cat named Just John with some weird stuff, and the rest of it, I just kind of got lost. See you next week.